Parshas Kedoshim. So it's called one of the parshas that Rav Gufa Torah is Tluyim Behem, that much of the Torah is Tali on it. They say that the Aseres HaDibris are repeated except by Richos Gedoyla Moed. It was given by Hakel, the Chazal tell us, because it's such an important parasha. The Hakdama to it seems, there's a Kolistic Hakdama. Dabal Kaldasim Avamatam Kedoshim Tiyu Kikodesh Ani Hashem Lekeichem. So that would be a Kolistic Hakdama and everything, that makes sense. The first mitzvah we start with is Ish Imoy V'Avtiro V'Shav Seisit Tzmer Ani Hashem Lekeichem. Ishim Vav Tiroh is a very wonderful mitzvah. Kibbut Avim is a very special mitzvah. But why would that be the hakdama to the inyanim of the mitzvahs? In Aseres HaDibris, it is in the middle. It's, you have Anoichi, you have Layeh, you have Leisisa, Shabbos comes before over there. There's a Meseder, a hierarchy of things that we expect would be first. Ish of Vimay Tiroh is over here, seems to be it's the first mitzvah. After Kedoshim Kikodesh Ani Hashem Lekeichem, it's Ish Imay Vav Tiroh. And that's something that is a shtickl pellet. Why is this the first mitzvah over here? The mitzvah itself of Kedoshim Tiyu Kikodesh Ani Hashem Lekeichem, so the Chazal say, and Rishonim here bring it, Chazal don't say it on this exactly, they say it on the inyan of Kadesh Atzmecha B'Muta Lecha, that a person's Kedusha is on things that are Muta. So it's brought in two places. In one place it's brought where the Gemara in Yevamos darshens it as a hadgasha on muta. In other words, kodesh, the Yishvim kodesh of muta lecha, the ikad gasha is the word muta, that kedusha is chal on things that ikad did not aser. We do it as a mishmeres, we do it as a mishmeres limishmeres, shnius arayis, and so on. So in that framework, the word muta is something that's not gasha. The word lecha is sort of extra. It doesn't really mean anything. Later on, the pasuk says in Rei, ki am kodesh ato l'Hashem. So over there, Chazal say, kazas mutlecha, Rashi brings it, kazas mutlecha. Over there, there's already a hadgasha on lecha. In other words, dvarim, that a mutlecha, but you're in a place, v'cherem noga ben issa, you shouldn't be matured lifnehem. That's what, so kadosh has mutlecha, and in that hezba of kadosh has mutlecha, the word lecha makes a lot of sense. Because in the first hezba, the main thing is b'muta. Kadosh has b'dvarim ha-mutarim. The main point is, even though it's mutar, but make gedarim so that you don't go past the geder. But the word lecha is just kind of floating around, doesn't have a real meaning. Over there, it means something very specific, that there are things that are muta for you, you're doing it, and you have no problem with it. It's muta mika dinya, your psak, your halach is that it's muta. Other people know you're not a little bit in front of them. So that would be a fuller hezba of what the word muta lecha, the hadgoshan lecha, makes a lot of sense. The problem, though, is this halacha of kadosh atzmo muta lecha, that the acherim nog ben iso, it's hard to understand how that fits into the pasuk of ki am kadosh ato l'Hashem. Am kadosh ato l'Hashem is something that says a mile about Kaisol. Kaisol is a very, very holy nation. They're Kaddish Lashem, they're elevated, they act b'kedusha, fine. The halacha of not doing something in front of other people that they paskin as asa, it comes from they shouldn't be mezals on it, there shouldn't be enmity. There's all perikah mokum shenagu that the Chur discusses this halacha. And the gedurim of why it's the reason why that would be so is has to do more with not creating machlokes, not creating a zilzan halacha. They shouldn't be making some that they pass in disaster. It's pragmatic reasons. It's not there's kikodesh at. There's no kikodesh ato. So how do we understand the musig of the mutal lecha, which is a lot more meduyak in the words of lecha, that it should have a meaning of the in the pasuk of Kam Kodesh Atel Hashem, that it should be a description somehow of kedusha in a sort of a absolute way, rather than just some sort of friction between you and the other people. The pasuk here says, "Davol adatzer sof atem kedushim tiu ki kodesh ani Hashem lekeichem." So on this word kikodesh ani, a lot has been spoken. I mean, what's the kesha of kikodesh ani? Just because a kodesh baruch who is kodesh, where's it come? I mean, so what? Chazal say yochel kamoini etamok toimla kikodesh and Hashem lekeichem. So there's a yochel kamoini, and then there's talmud loim kikodesh and Hashem lekeichem. The Pashup Shat in the Pasuk is that it is Shaykh Tashem. In other words, we have here a mashmos in the Pasuk that the reason we need to be Kaddish is look at a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's mashma Dava Daima. If I tell somebody, you know, look at Ruvain, he's such a Mitsuyan, you should be like Ruvain. So the Pashup meaning of the Pasuk is Ruvain's a Mitsuyan, you could be a Mitsuyan, you should be like him. You add in a little piece over here, but you're not going to be mamish like Ruvain. So what is the sense in the pasuk? Where do we see in the pasuk not manefshach? The yochel kamoini is there's avchana of something that has shaykhes. So don't give me a mashal. If this other person is off the charilui, and I'm a regular person, and you tell me be like him, there's no tzushtel. If you tell me be like him, then it means there is a tzushtel. Is there a tzushtel? Is not a tzushtel. The pshuto shel mikra ki kodesh ani Hashem lekeichem is it means yes, and then chazala amechalek. How do we understand it? One more in ish imavav tirah. So Rashi brings the Chazal over here that each one is by covet kan hiktim em la'av the fisher go in front of shaben yoris of yosim imoy or be covet hiktim av la'em the fisher go in front of shaben mechaberes ima yosim aviv mipnei shemishadlosi bedvarim she is mishadl him with dvarim. So the pasuk pshat, I mean, you'd say if you ask just off the cuff, why is it that a person should respect a father? Why is it natural for a person to like his mother more than his father? It's because she's really soft, she's nice, she doesn't say. The father yells and says things, and the mother just sort of accepts him and so on. Mishadl with dvarim has a different sense to it. It's something other than that. It's the person would say the father is tough and he's rough and he demands and he hits and whatever it is that it takes. A mother is easier, softer, nicer. Shalasat Varam means that it's not, we're not referring to the area where a woman is lacking or missing or not doing something. It's not where she bakes cakes for him, someone else. There's something else here in the Mishadlosi B'dvarim that is that is a certain parallel, but it's two different halachim. One more interesting remez that the Sfarim bring from the Arizal, there's the Kuti on Psukim. The Arizal says, "Because Mayim Rabbi Adirim Mishper Yam, Adirim Mishper Yam is Rosh Tevis Imi." Adir b'morim Hashem is Rosh Tevis Avi. A remez that the Arizal brings. Not much more explained in it, but a remez of Av and Aim together in the Pasuk, in the Rosh Tevis of, Adir Mishper Yam and Adir b'morim Hashem. What is, I'd like a little bit to try to get a sense of, obviously he found over there a nafgemina between the two, and he's saying something over there that is a hakdara. It's not. I mean, if you're bored and you want to go through looking at all the psukim, I'm sure there's aleph and mem and aleph and bay is not a terrible. You can find av and em in 100 places. The Rizal is saying something. Rizal is giving us a handle on some nafgemina between the two mehalchim. Let's talk a little bit about Barachava, and let's talk a little bit about the Inyan over here, the Kibbutz Aveim in this sense over here. So the first point I'd like to understand, this is again, this farm say this a lot, say it a little bit in a little bit different words, but it's the point they're saying. It says there are three shutim in a person. There's a Ribono Shel Olam, there's a father, and there's a mother. It's not, they're not equal partners. It's not exactly the right picture. One would be better to picture it like a segel, where the Ribono Shel Olam is the top of the pyramid, and then there's the father and the mother. In other words, it's sort of, I guess if I were to use a mashal of it, like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created Adam from one Sherish. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam from two Shrashim of Av and Ein. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting through Av and Ein gives a person two Chalakim, it takes two Chalakim and makes a person out of two Chalakim. That's a better way to visualize that Mahalach. So let's see. So that mahalach is physically obviously true. That's the physical mitzias, but it's deeper than that. In that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is mashpia on us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us in a way that you can also call it aviv and imoy. There's a. It's not. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says. In brachas, the Gemara says that if you make a bracha, it's he's goizel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara brings the pasuk goizel aviv imoy. So it says goizel aviv zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says and imoy is Knesset Yisrael. Gemara ketz mevarchim. So there is that bechina of aviv and imoy, which is klape HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol, meaning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relating to the world with one echad does not happen as such. Rather, there's this chalkus of some hanhagas that we will say like others and some say like imoy. Let's take a look at an example of that, and then we'll begin to get a bigger picture. The Rambam in the Yesodei HaTorah Perek Aleph defines HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the main point, obviously, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of everything. There's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is Echad. That is Perek Aleph. It's the core of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have any type of boundary or subdivision or anything like it. That's Perek Aleph. Perek Beis, the Rambam says, Hokel ha-nichbod va-noira zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is nichbod and noira, mitzvah la-ahava u-li-yira oisoy, she-nem ha-vav sa-shem al-kecha, v-nem ha-sa-shem al-kecha tira. So, we have this one Kael, who is one, and only one, and does not have any hischalkus within, all of a sudden, in our perception, it is nichbad v'neira. L'mashal ma'davadayim, a simple mashal. If I'm looking at a globe, the globe l'sha'atzmoy does not have a front and a back. It's a globe. It's a ball. But when I'm looking at it, I can see it either from the front or from the back. Because of my limitation, I can only see one segment at a time. So, Hakel ha-nichbad va-neira, he comes across to us as nichbad and neira, mitzvah la-avol yira oisei, So there are now two mitzvahs in how to misafsa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ava and Yira. So that means that Ava is the relationship to Nichbad, and Yira is the relationship to Neira. That is the beginning of two facets. Most of the Pshita say that if the first two facets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come across to us, the first duality of perception is Av and Yira, and we say there's Aviv Imoy, Aviv a person is naturally more Yorei, and Ima a person is naturally more Mechabed, that this is the same idea, same parallel, same Inyan, and so on. In other words, when it comes down to very, very lemaisets avivima kipshutai, when you're talking about shrashim, you're talking about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is nichbar and naira. What is the difference in av and yira? In other words, what do these two perceptions give us different with regards to the tfisa in the one that I'm trying to be typhus? The Gemara says in Shabbos, the Gemara says that that a person who is moikir abanan, a person who is going to, who respects, who is mechabit chachamim, say zeichat abanan tamir chacham, a person who's dochim rabanan, a person who's yorim rabanan, he himself is gufay chacham. They say, the distinction lies, why is kavod a lower madrega than yira? Because kavod is only lefanav, and yira is shaloi befanav also. In other words, the dinim of kavod that are shayach to parents are shayach only in terms of what it is that I do for him. So it's only Shaykh Lefanov. The Inyanim that Shaykh Tiyira, not sitting in this place and so on, are Shaykh Shalib Lefanov also. So if covered is a midah, the Shaykh only Lefanov, and Yira is Shaykh Midah Shalib Lefanov. So it happens to be like that, it just falls out that way. But what's the Sherish? What's the Teichen? Why is it? Why is this the Malyusa of Kavod? If the Pshat would be it's only technically Shayach, then it wouldn't say that it's a core Maila of this makes him worthy of having children. This is Be'etzim. So take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam translates Kavod and Yira to Ava and Yira. The Nichbad Neira to Ava and Yira. So the Rambam says like this. The derech ta'av is when a person is misbeinein and builds up a tremendous tshuka to become close and kosher. Yira is where a person is near sacharev and says, "Who am I?" Somebody who's with such a tiny mind. V'chulu v'chulu. In other words, if I were to say the following, if I am toifis a person, if I have I grasp a person in as much as I have a tfisa in the person, then that is moilid ahava. So the mashal, I meet a person who's a baal maila. Person is a baal maila. He's a chacham. He's mailas and midas and yashras and v'chulu. In as much as I relate to the things, in as much as I have in common with that, that creates a bond. That's moilad ahava. Everything is oivas minoy, and I'm drawn to the person who I share so much in common with. Whatever maila we have in common. As I begin to know the person, and I realize how much this person is beyond me, much, much bigger than me, much greater than me, then that chelik is moilad yira. I'm in awe, and I'm overshadowed and I'm in awe of it. So that means wherever I have a tfisa in something, and a shaykhus to something. Kavod is what I give. I'm a mechaber person. To be mechaber a person, I have to know how to be mechaber the person. I have to know what is it that this person is that I'm mechaber. Lemoshel, I can't be mechaber. If I'm a rank amaretz and this person is a very big talmud chacham, I can go through the emotions of kavod, but I'm not. What am I being mechaber? I don't know. They say no shas, but I'm not sure what shas is. So kavod has to have a tefis on it. Yira means it's beyond me. That's the midah of yira. It's beyond me. So with two midas, the kesha with HaKadosh Baruch Hu appropriately takes place with two midas. One midah is the midah of where I'm tefis, where it talks my language and inspires me within my kelim. That's one tefisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a second tefisa is la'elo la'elo mikol b'chasa, beyond. And that's yira. I don't have a complete picture without one without the other. A yira means the thing is distant from me. I don't have a kesha with some. That's if I acknowledge this person is la'elo la'elo, but there's nothing in common. There's no tip of the iceberg that I can see. There's nothing I have shaykhus to. It's not a kesha. And if I think I'm tefis everything, when 99.99% of the person is beyond me, I also don't have it. So there's two types of yira. There's two types of tefisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a tefisa of ava that reflects the nichbad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's a tefisa of yira that reflects the neira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those two tefisas are the shleimus of the tefisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us for the following reason, and let's understand it a second. Anytime you have something which comes from something else, it's a chelek of something that is koil. The chelek bal korchach has a tzar hashava with the sheirish. It must have a common denominator. It can't be that from red, something that's totally red, something totally green came. Me'idach gisa, it's not koil the entire sheirish. If you came from it, that means there's a chelek that's beyond you. Even the very fact that the deiris before me are the deiris before me. So I'm a chelek of something big, I'm not the thing itself. So klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're all a chelek alakai mimal. The word chelek includes in itself two identities. An identity of being a chelek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the alakai mimal, that's incorporated in the word chelek, and it includes in itself the distance that I'm only the chelek alakai mimal, whereas the alakai mimal is beyond and so on. That's the shleimus of tefisa. It's a real tefisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. So the pasuk says. So let's first speak about the general sense of the pasuk. Kedoshim to you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah Misinai Aseres Hadibros. Aseres Hadibros is Beremiza. It means this is the Torah. This is the Torah totally. Parshas Kedoshim. We're learning it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, is teaching us, and that's why there's a hispartus. There's a fleshing out of all of the of psukim, their meanings, their understandings, their pratim, and so on. The hakdama to this, so this is hakdama to the Seder HaMitzvahs. The hakdama is Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kodesh Ani. The Seder HaMitzvahs need to be nitfas in both ways. We've spoken different times about the interplay between mishpat and choik. I need to be teifis that every single mitzvah is a gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. There's a real nekuda of gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what every mitzvah is. And every mitzvah contains in itself worlds that are beyond me. that I'm not toifis now. It's just like it says about the Rabbanans, that even if the takana, even if the reason that they gave is not there, but there are many more reasons behind it. So in the world of Kedusha, there's the chelek that is nizgala, and that's the le'ahava, that's the chelek that I'm toifis, and I relate to, and I integrate as is to me. And in every mitzvah, I need to be toifis what's beyond it. And that, first of all, I'm toifis there is a beyond it, and then I might be toifis what's more. Kiyaduah, we spoke many times, the Gemara says, you know, Adam Mekadosh Atzmoy Ma'at Lamatov, Mekadosh Saharbim Lamala, Mr. Strong speaks about this a lot. The Mahalach of Kedusha is that it includes that Kedusha includes in itself both ends of that equation. It includes Kaddish Atzmecha, Adam Kaddish Lamata Ma'at, and Kaddish Mamala Harbe. It's the understanding and the tfisa that the world of mitzvahs is a world that starts in my world and ends in the beyond and beyond and beyond. That's the pshat, I think, in Kaddish Atzmecha b'muta lecha. I think I would like to be madgish the word lecha in this context. In other words, it's just like Moshe Ma'adava Daimer. We give a young boy a certain Seder Hayoyim that we feel is appropriate for him. So if the person is only toifis, okay, these are my chores, these are my duties that I have to do, and I'm done, and it's fine. So I don't have more than that. But if the boy understands that the reason why I only have to daven a half a davening is because I'm not shaykh to more now. It's tailored for where I am now. Then there's at least a she'ifa and a tfisa that there's much more down the road. Kaddish atzcha b'muta lecha, I think there's a hadgosha that understanding that the world of muta is tailored to lecha. Those are all limitations, but the room for progress keeps growing as a person can grow out of his limitations. So, in other words, the tefisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world of mitzvahs is because we have one end of it. And we need to strive. So we can't tell a person to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be equal, but we tell him to start traveling down the road. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite, it doesn't mean we have to be infinite, because we are not infinite and we won't be infinite. But it means that we can never stop at a road and say, this is the last stop. It's never the last stop. We need to travel at our pace, our speed, and take the rest we need to take. But never think that this is the end of the road, because Kikadosh Ani, it's beyond. So in the Yochel Kamoini and the Kadosh Ani, we have both sides of it. What's Mechayev me to keep going, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is endless, and it's not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not have given us the mitzvahs as they are, Lamala, because it's impossible. But the mitzvahs are a road that start lemata and go lemala. This is expressed in the world of Ve'imoy, and it's parallel. A person has two hashpos in his life, two positive hashpos. The hashpo of aim is someone who is part, much more part and parcel of this world. The Gaon says that, he speaks about that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechalek Adam into two, that there's a chelek of ruchnius that engages in this world. And that's why a woman is engaged much more. She grinds the chita, she makes the begadim, all the inyanim that Chal speak about, where she is the one who implements. A man plows and brings wheat to the world. She brings bread out of the wheat. So the tchum of which she is works and is in this world, and b'meila the Rabbeinu Bechaya, when he speaks about what it is that a woman can do, in other words, why is it that he says on the pasuk Yisoyim Elabes Yaakov, why is it that a woman's role is crucial in making somebody into a Ben Torah, Talmud Chacham, and so on? This is the famous Rabbeinu Chaya that speaks about the Tefillah by Lakas Neiris. He says, Mitsuya Bebayis, she's always home. Umerachemes alav bekama gaguyim. She's merachim on him in a lot of ways. Lehamshech oisei achalim ratayra. In other words, she bakes the cookies. She's the one who... The child starts out in this world. A child starts out here. And there has to be a roadway that speaks to a child from where he is to the Beis Medrash. And that crucial connection is made by the mother. She's the one who baking the cookies and giving it to him can say, this is to bring you to something bigger, better, and so on. So the role of Ima is to bring him there. The Meshadlosei B'Dvarim means, when I tell a person, you have to do it, and I enforce it with a stick. So the person is doing something, it's the word Yira, because he's getting scared of being hit with the stick, is shallow. He's doing something that has no shaykhus to him. It's when a person is honest, he's doing it al daita of somebody else. Okay, you're imposing your das on me. It has no shaykhus to me. It has my body. You force me to do this. Fine. Okay, that's all. It's not me, and I'm not part of it. When I mishadal somebody with dvarim, when I convince somebody to do something. So the only way I can convince somebody is when I do it with his world. If I yell at somebody really loud and frighten him, so it's back to here. It's not much difference if it's a stick or not. Mashasa B'dvar means I enter his world. I say, listen, you're a type of person that likes this and this and this. Take a look. You'll find exactly those things in this world. You'll find it in this mitzvah, in this mitzvah, in this learning, that learning. Mishadlosi b'dvar means that I can enter your world and show you the echoes of it in your world. And that's where I'm able to get through. We mentioned the Arizal, who brings the difference between this is Adi Bamar Mashem is Avi, and the Mayim Rabbi Madirim Adir Mishpre Yam is Imaim, trying to figure out what does the Remez mean. It says by Elio, famous Perek, that he says first you'll hear a ruach and then an eish and then a this, and they're all going to be this tremendous noise, lo beruach Hashem, lo beish Hashem, and then there's a kol dvar medaka, and that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is. So what do you need the ceremony for? So what's the whole ceremony of the eish and the ruach and everything coming, the farik sloyim and so on? I mean, what's all the fanfare for kol dvar medaka? The answer is, if I walk into a room and it's quiet, I don't hear the quiet. I don't see the quiet. The quiet is by definition that which I don't hear. But if my attention is caught by noise and fire, then the Dvar Medaka I sense. The meaning of the pasuk, the way Rosh Hashanah learned, Ibn Ezra learns it like that, and Rashi, there's the Malmo, if there's the Mishbar Yam, there's a koil in the Bria. The koil is Mayim Rabim Adirim Mishbar Yam. When huge energy of water, when huge columns of water pound against the rocks, they create a tremendous koil. That's the koil in this world. person thinks a minute and says, Adir Bamaram Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a cold mamadaka. It's the sound range I don't hear. But if this is the sounds that I hear, if this is the pounding that I hear, then this is La'elo La'elo. And it becomes the bridge. So the Mishpere Yom, the Adirim Mishpere Yom, is the mother. She is able to give the message from within this world. And the Adir Bamar Hashem is the beyond, the things that are not my world, but I extrapolate and I understand the beyond. So the parasha here is a parasha of it's a hakdama to understanding the world of mitzvahs. A lot of mitzvahs now. This is the one of the two parashas of all the mitzvahs come out. There's a gate. What are mitzvahs? So if a person is taifis mitzvahs as kuli mishpat, sort of whatever fits into my little world, that's mitzamtzim. It's not bringing him to a bigger world. There's no place to ask a person for a there's no place to ask a person for any effort beyond this. It's just like my tfisa of laws of how much money I have to pay for taxes is you have to impose it. That's the way society runs. I don't think there's any chashivas to be on that. And if I'm yosei chavasa with that, it's over. There's nothing more than that. On the other hand, if a person is teifis mitzvahs only as being leilo leilo with no shaychis to the person, the person has no part in the mitzvah. If I ask the person, what are you doing when you're saying the lulav? I'm moving Olam HaSalyonis from this world to that to the other world. So a person who lives in Olam HaSalyonis, okay. A person who doesn't, then basically he's not connected to it. He's doing something that no shaychas to. It's like a kid walking in his father's shoes. It's nothing. Not it doesn't not you know it's a it, it, there's nothing to it. He's not wearing shoes. He's walking, floating around his father's shoes. A person needs the tfis of mitzvahs, needs an av and an aim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megal himself to us as nichbad and neira. Our tfisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for it to be to be toifis him correctly requires two directions of vision. It requires being toifis HaKadosh Baruch Hu nichbad, like the Rambam says that it's the ahava, that a person wants it, person integrates it, a person feels that this is me, a person feels that it's something that I'm toifis and it's part of me. And then the second tfisa is that this world, that this be'etzim is the tip of the iceberg, and it's mamshich further. The yira that we talk about that is nirta is not there in order to frighten him away. The Shostakovich says a gewaldike nekuda. He says, if there's yira, then in the yira lies somewhat of a tfisa. If I'm oblivious, then I wasn't taifas anything. If I meet a person, and the entire and I think that this person is whatever it is that I see, I don't attribute anything else to him, then I really don't have the person. If I have a sense that this person is so much more than I was taifis, then then the person has a tfisa. Yes, I cannot have the tfisa of nichbad in that chalik, but I can have the tfisa of neira. And the pasuk says it's not an absolute roadblock. It's something which a person progresses. A person can move. Kadesh atzmecha b'muta lecha. Understand that the gvulas of mitzvahs are there because they're your gvulas, but they're waiting for you. They're waiting for you to move it forward and to go further and further. It means, in whatever, on a practical level, on whatever a Shulchan Aruch tells you can't do or you have to do, So we need to work on that, to dehear it, to understand it, to relate to it. Ish kefi, whatever ta'amoi. It's it, time and mitzvahs means it just on taste. Everyone has their own taste. So whatever it is that a person does in ruchnius that he can relate to, that's the tzur they have to relate to it. That's the lefanov. The mitzvah of nichbar is lefanov. That's to me. That's for me. I also need to understand the purpose of steiging. The person that growing in mitzvahs, being mekayim et al atzara yuise toiv, mechuder, moshmira, all of these things, their value. It says v'loy amar it's chassid. The value doesn't lie in the chumer per se, or in the hider per se. The value lies in the fact that I've grown, the fact that I've moved forward, the fact that I've pushed the wall. Ki kodesh ani, a person needs to understand when he's in the world of mitzvahs that the sheirish of kedusha is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kodesh. Yochel Kamayni, you can't adopt kedusha as kedusha, but you can keep moving it forward. So in the world of ahava, the world of kibur av, yira is more dominant. The tzur that an av is mechanech, a child is, this is the way it is, the sort of the authority figure, the one who understands better, the one who knows better. So that, the Torah says, you should know that there's a panim of nichba to that also. You can't divorce it. You can't say these are two separate limudim, two separate hashpas, two separate shrashim. The person does not have two shrashim, has one shrash. So the Torah incorporated it, understand that they're both yearning from the same shrash. They're both coming from the common shrash of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're expressing themselves in Nichba Neira. So the Torah is telling you, don't divorce the av from ava, because at the end of the day the she'iva of a person is to get there. Don't divorce the aim from yira. Don't think that because you understand it and you have an intuitive feel for it, you're into it, that's all there is. The shleimus is a combination of both. Today is the last day of saying Kaddish for my mother, Lashalom. Yud Varm Eilal L'Zichor L'Nishmasa.